السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. وقال تبارك وتعالى: والتين والزيتون وطور سينين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد: المسجد الحرام، والمسجد النبوي، والمسجد الأقصى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لغدوة في سبيل الله أو روحة في سبيل الله خير من الدنيا وما فيها. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف رؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. رسالة الدروس الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer, master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has kept us with iman. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering of Jumu'ah for us, make it a means of hidayat for us and our families, and give us istiqamah to perform all our salat with jama'ah. May Allah give us death in Medina. May Allah give us death on the Jumu'ah. May Allah give us a husne khatima, inshaAllah. Brothers in Islam, for this short message today of Jumu'ah, I have chosen the ayah from Surah Bani Israel, 17th surah of the first ayah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. That glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سبحان الذي, something strange, something extraordinary. And generally we hear this bayan or ayah when the mi'raj takes place. But I'm not going to speak on the mi'raj, I'm going to speak to you inshallah about Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. Subhan alladhi asra bi'abdihi, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had taken his servant. Here the abd refers to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Laylam, over a portion of the night, period of the night. Min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa, from masjid al-haram in Makkah al-Mukarrama, zadahum Allahu sharafa. Allah Ta'ala bless the Haramain Sharifain. Allah Ta'ala give us the opportunity to visit the Haramain Sharifain with mahabba and aqeedah and love for the value mubarak places. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the umrah of all the mu'tamireen from throughout the world. From masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa, the land of Palestine, to visit Masjid al-Aqsa, the furthest mosque. Alladhi barakna hawla, whose presence, whose area we have blessed. Linuriyahu min ayatina, so that we may show him our signs, not only on earth, but above the earth also. Innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all listening and all seeing. This is the basis of my talk today. And the two ahadith I have chosen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجدين, that a person should not visit any masajid besides these three masajid with the intention of ziyarah. There's full of barakah and reward just for going to see the masjid only. First of all, it is Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah. One of the niyyah we should make that inshallah we are going to Allah's house in Makkah al-Mukarramah just to get the barakat and the noor that is coming from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the Baytullah must be transferred into us. That is why somebody has said, Makkah jate hai, kyu jate hai? Allah ko lene ke liye jata hai. Allah ka noor hasil karke wapas aata hai. I am coming back to bring the noor from Ka'batullah. Aur Madina kyu jate hai? Why do we go to Madinatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Zadahumullahu sharafa. One is to visit the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu salam. Two is visit Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more I visit the Masjid Nabawi, the more my iman will increase. Agar Madina na dekha, to kuch bhi na dekha. This is it. And the third masjid mentioned is Masjid al-Aqsa, the furthest most. Remember brothers, the history is long of Palestine, but just some significance and what we should do as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masjid al-Aqsa itself was built 40 years after Baytullah. The first house of Allah, according to the muhaddithin, is Ka'batullah. Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkah mubarak wa hudan lil-alamin. These are signs of Allah, the first house. And that was the maskan of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The second house built for worship of Allah was at Masjid al-Aqsa, where the obedience of Allah, submission to the will of Allah was taught by various prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. There is an incident written in the tafsir. The gist of it is, وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتُ. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, who was there in Palestine, he killed Jalut, who was a giant. And he was a simple man with one stone. Remember the story of the stone. And he laid the foundation for Masjid al-Aqsa and Allah Ta'ala granted him the kingdom. Then came Sulaiman, his son, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the various prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, and they built the Masjid al-Aqsa with the malaika and the jinnat and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then came the various prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu salam, Isa alayhi salatu salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. The line is too strong, too long to mention all the prophets' names. But what was the need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take Nabi Pak alayhi salatu salam from Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa? And then take him for the Mi'raj. The first part is called Isra, the second part upwards is called Mi'raj, Uruj. The reason was, الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُورِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا. So that we may show him the blessed land, الْأَرْضُ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ. Study the Quran, over 70 ayat in the Quran, make inferences and references to Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. It is not only for Palestinians to worry about Palestine, it is every reciter of the kalima, لا إله إلا الله, محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Find out from the ulama, read about Palestine. It is not one issue only. It is not the issue of Al-Quds and Masjid al-Aqsa. Understand this. Every mu'min, every reciter should be affected. Then, the wisdom was to show him the signs of Allah, the barakat of that place. The most fertile land on earth was there. That is why olives grow, dates grow, so many things. And now, would Allah forbid, with the oppression, they have destroyed the beautiful trees, the scenery, the Mount of Olives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a qasam, wat-teen, wat-zaytun, wat-turi sinin, all refers to this ardul muqaddasa. By the fig and the olive and the Mount Sinai, all refers to this Mubarak land. Tafsir is great, study and read. Then what happened? A miraculous event took place. When Jibreel alayhi salatu salam brought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expanded Masjid al-Aqsa to such a level, if you go there, only 40,000-50,000 people may fit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us there inshallah. Have the desire to go to Masjid al-Aqsa. If you do not go, but your niyat, Allah will reward you. If you cannot go, help the people of Palestine. Help a mujahid serve oil towards Masjid al-Aqsa. That's what is written in the hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam assemble. Some say the arwah, the ruhs assemble. But it is written in the ahadith that physically all the prophets came down to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he went for Mi'raj. and also to perform a certain sajda in Masjid Al-Aqsa, showing the sanctity, the sacredness, that this is also a maskan, the place of worship, ma'bad, the place of worship and maskan of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that when the call was made, Jibreel took the hand of Najabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and made him Imamul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, and he performed the sajda. In our term we'll say it was a form of a prayer or a salah. Although salat only came down when he went for Miraj, when he got the gift there. Understand this. And then we know the journey took place upwards. When he came back, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the next morning, he informed the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in that I traveled by night from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa and I went up to the heavens and came back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the gift of Mi'raj, which is Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pabund of our Salah. That is why it is written that if you perform your 5 daily Salah, Allah will give you the reward of 50 Salah. Subhanallah. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'mineen. You can reach Allah by the performance of one Salah. Sitting on the farsh, you can reach the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was not even there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informing the Sahaba. A non-believer informs Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, who is coming to Masjid Nabawi. He's coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That your Nabi of Allah claims he went for Miraj and he got the gift of Salat. What did Abu Bakr Siddiq says? Amanna saddaqna. We believe and we accept. That is why he was given the title of Siddiq. Remember, you and I cannot become the Nabi of Allah, but we can reach the paqam of wilayat. We can reach the position of Siddiq, inshallah. Keep the company of the Salihin, you will reach the Siddiqeen, inshallah. This is what is meant. Because of his companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he accepted there. The kuffar said it, he accepted. My Nabi of Allah said it, I accept. Today we want to find out, give me proof. Where is it in the Quran and Hadith that we must go to Masjid Al-Aqsa? Yes, it is mentioned there, you must go. It is not farz. It is mustahab. It is sunnah. It is out of love. Your imani spirit will be rejuvenated. I met a brother who just came from Masjid Al-Aqsa. He says, Mawlana, after visiting the Haramain Sharifain, you feel a bit sad. But when you read one salah in Masjid Al-Aqsa, Allah Ta'ala bless and protect the Masjid Al-Aqsa and the Bilad Al-Muqaddasa and the Haramain Sharifain. He said, my iman shot up. I say, how? He said, I felt rejuvenated. I felt proud that I am a Muslim. After the 6 hours of interrogation, after checking and searching me, don't worry about this. This is a worldly test only. Stand up for Islam. Stand up to be a mujahid. Al-mujahidu man jahada nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. A mujahid is one who fights his nafs and desires and prepares for the life of the hereafter. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such when the taunting of the kuffar took place, when Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked silly questions, nonsensical questions about Masjid Al-Aqsa. How many windows, how many taps, where is this caravan, where was your time, camel tied? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy, helping Habibullah, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remove all the veils between Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa, a distance of 40 days on camel, and he could visualize Masjid al-Aqsa. Another narration says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala virtually lifted Masjid al-Aqsa to answer the questions of the kuffar so that they may get hidayah. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace for Masjid al-Aqsa and for Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If my Nabi of Allah was taken there for a purpose, not only that, when Salah became farz, the first Qibla was not Ka'batullah. For 17 months, it was Masjid al-Aqsa towards Palestine. Look at the importance of this place. That is why when they came to Madinatul Munawwara, there is a masjid called Masjidul Qiblatin. In the Salah, Allah Ta'ala take us to Makkah and Medina and value these Mubarak places. In the Salah itself, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ordered that change the direction of your Qibla now from Masjidul Aqsa towards Masjidul Haram. Go and visit that place. Learn Islamic history. Tell our youngsters to become the Mujahideen of the time. Brothers in Islam, I'm going to leave it there. This story is very interesting. But I want to get to something that has happened over the past. It was after the battle of Yarmouk. Janabi Umar Sayyidina Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had passed away. The campaigns took place.
Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to free the city of Al-Quds. Don't call it Jerusalem only. It was called Darus Salam. They changed it to Jerusalem. We as Muslims should call it Al-Quds. From the word Al-Quddus, which is the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sanctity, the sacredness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Ayats of the Quran came there. Biladu Sham is mentioned in the hadith. This is the land of the prophets and the sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. That is why one of the places when we visited was graffiti written there. Fatahaha Umarun. That Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab gave the freedom of the city and he opened the doors towards Masjid al-Aqsa when he fought the Kuffar, the Yahud and the Nasara. After that the Ummah fell slack again. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted up. Always you will find in Islamic history, study Islamic history, Allah will inspire a mujahid to stand up. Came Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahimahullah. And he stood up against the crusaders. 70,000 Muslims became shaheed during that battle. Fatahaha Umarun wa harraraha Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahimahullah. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi liberated Masjid al-Aqsa in Al-Quds. Famallaha al-an. Who is there now for Masjid al-Aqsa? If they stood up over the other periods of time, after the Umayyad dynasty and all the Abbasid dynasty and the Ottoman Empire crumbled, Allah forbid, the Ummah fell so short that nobody was there left for us. Masjid al-Aqsa is crying, every brick is crying, every drop of blood is crying. Brothers in Islam, feel the pain. It comes in the hadith, Al-Muslimuna. كرجل واحد إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله أو كما قال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said the ummah of Islam, the Muslim brotherhood is like one. If the eye pains, the whole ummah should feel the pain, the body should feel the pain. If the head pains, the body should feel the pain. If some brother is being killed or massacred or becoming shaheed in Palestine, we should feel the pain in our heart. It is our brother. In Iraq, in Afghanistan, so many countries. What is one virtue of Masjid al-Aqsa? It comes in a narration that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you perform salah in Masjid al-Haram, 100,000 sawab. Masjid al-Nabawi, 50,000. 1,000 is mentioned. Masjid al-Aqsa, some weak narrations say 25,000. 1,000, 500 salah sawab you will get. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give the gift to Masjid al-Aqsa. What is the gift? Send oil to keep the burning lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa alive, or to keep the mujahideen alive, or to assist the people suffering there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to help our brothers. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Allah ta'ala has said that help the orphans, the destitute, the needy, not only in your country, help in wherever they are suffering, those prisoners of war, their families. I have a lovely poem I want to share with you. One sha'ir of our time has written, and I'm going to say it in Urdu and translate and give you the gist of it. To make you understand, I teared. Let's hope you go back with the message that I want to do something for Palestine. I want to do something for Masjid al-Aqsa. If I cannot go on the day of Qiyamah, I can tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I sent a gift for Masjid al-Aqsa. I stood up and made dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. I gave 5 rand for Masjid al-Aqsa. Filistini bacho ko mera salam. A shair has written, convey my salams to the youth of Palestine. And I'm going to come to my story. I spoke to you about Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam and the stone throwing. Jiske ma'asoom tan se hai jari lahu. These young children who are sacrificing their lives, blood is oozing from their bodies. Jiski dharti se utti hai barood bu. It is said that from the land you get the smell of chemicals from all the bombs that are raining over them. Jiske jaddo jahad ko main kahu do salam. He is saying that salam, and I salute these youngsters who are giving their lives for the sake of Allah and protection of Masjid al-Aqsa. Jisme hai zindagi, jisme hai jistaju. I have found a new life in their sacrifices, and I found a new hope by somebody's sacrifice. Just think how much have I sacrificed. Is Filistini bacho ko mera salam. Convey my salams and I salute them in the name of Allah. Meri Aqsa ka wo ek mujahid bhi hai. Somebody, one mujahid is standing up for Masjid al-Aqsa. Umar choti hai, lekin wo qaid bhi hai. His life is small. He has a young age. He is the youth of the Ummatul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he's standing up as a leader against those Israeli tanks. So much so I want to add, dear brothers, it is such that now you go, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, our boys and brothers and sisters are playing with technology, games and cell phones and whatever it is. They are throwing stones on tanks. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. And in the name of Allah, they are saying, Allahu Akbar, they are throwing against the tanks. This is so dynamic, it affects their hearts. Not only their hearts, the whole Western world cannot understand what they are doing. A lady stands in front of an Israeli tank going to bomb a house down, break a house down. She says, make me shaheed first. The bulldozer goes over her. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She with her children get bulldozed inside the house. This is the stand. What are we doing? Sekro zulm ke dastan hai. I have got stories of oppression, atrocities, whatever you may call it. Stories are galore of pain. Sankro sarkato ka wo shahid bhi hai. These young children have seen martyrs from every family. Go to Palestine, you will see every family has got some story to tell you. Is Filistini bachcho ko mera salam. Convey my salams. I salute the children of Palestine. Jiske behno ki ismat bhi looti gayi. Our sisters have been abused, physically raped, whatever you may think of. Paak daaman thi, hurmat bhi looti gayi. They were pure and secured, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them a trial and a test. Jin ke sino be ubarti nishabe shumar. Their bosoms and chests carried the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam in front of their husbands, or whoever it was, in front of their children. They were raped, massacred and butchered. These Israelis, warriors take their guns and just butcher them and massacre them. Be sahara ki izzat bhi looti gayi. These people who have nobody to cry for them, their izzat, their honor, have dignity have been taken away. Jahan baja wahshato ki hai manzar waha. It is a very dark sight, brothers. We may be living in peace and comfort, feel the pain of somebody out in Masjid al-Aqsa. Jahan baja wahshato ki hai manzar waha. Jal raha hai tu dekho har ghar waha. Every house is on fire. Every house is bleeding with the blood of a shaheed. Every house is on fire. Jiski manzil hai azadi kul zami. They want freedom. They are giving their life. They are giving everything away. Jinka manshoor hai takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. These youngsters, somebody went recently also on Alim. He says, I ran suddenly. I saw these young sisters. They pushed me down. He asked, what is this? He said, say Allahu Akbar. I said, I didn't know what to say. I just said Allahu Akbar. There was a stone brigade. May Allah make our youngsters to come for Fajr Salat at least with Jama'ah, to stand up with the Saf at least, and also train ourselves to become Mujahideen of the time. Wo mere deen wo millat ke paas ba. They are our brothers. They are crying out. Wo mere deen aur millat ke paas ba. Jiski halat hai khud kaamp raha utha asman. The skies are now crying out. Where are the Muslims? Allah's mercy is going to descend. The nusrat of Allah is going to come. In tansurullah yansurkum. If you stand up for the deen of Allah, Allah says, my help will be with you. Iska maasoom seene seene bhi chalni ho gayi. The young bodies have become a chalni, like a small thing full of bullets. Bullet strain, gun bullets. Allahu Akbar. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. May Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Poochta hai, kahan hai musalman? Kidhar mar gaye? He's asking us a question. Where are you, the Muslims of the world? Have you forgotten your brothers in Palestine? Where are you? Brothers, the call is made very loud and clear. Cry to Allah to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Sekro garg. Loote gaye, sekro shaheed ka loo, pukar raha hai, the cry and call of the shuhada, their blood is calling out. Pasbane haram, these are the protectors of Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah assist the mujahideen throughout the world. Ek sahyuni ki pukar sun lo, bachya se dar raha hai, that these people are even frightened for young children. If the children are ready to give their lives, so many ulama have become shaheed, so many people have become shaheed. It is said in the end, ek is Palestini bachcho ko mera salam keh do. Convey my salams to the people of Palestine. Take a message, brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. Do something for our brothers in Palestine. Make dua. The various programs that are taking place, participate. Go and visit the next time we're going for Umrah. Or anything, make niyat solely to go for there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person adorns Umrah, ihram in Masjid Al-Aqsa, and then comes for Umrah, his path to Jannat is made easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his Umrah before even entering Makkah al-Mukarramah, and so many other virtues. It is said that is the land of Maidan-e-Mahshar also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers. Liberate Masjid Al-Aqsa. Free the land of Palestine and all the Mujahideen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them honor and izzat and respect. Help a mujahid is as if you have participated in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to all those who are sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters in prisons. Allah liberate them from the prisons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the shuhada, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin rahimahullah and all those there. And now the new Hamas government, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and make them among the mujahideen of our time and make it a means for liberating Masjid Al-Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afia and aman and security in our country also. If our amal are good, inshallah, Allah ta'ala will bring good decisions. Just two, three announcements. One is from the Jamiat, there's an appeal for the blanket fund which is cold. Assist them towards collection of blankets. Two is there is a Masjid Al-Aqsa program by one of the shuyukh that is coming from Palestine at NMJ on Saturday night after Isha. There's a request that the brothers participate. The third is that there is an ijtima taking place in Durban, inshallah, on the 16th, 17th and 18th of June. At Chatswood, it is our istima. We must make dua for the success of the istima. Give some time, give some wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at least. And make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman, take us with iman, and let us die with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.